And now, the rest of the story. By 8:30 in the morning of January 3, 1984, both Mike Madison and his wife Toby had gone to work. They had left the house in charge of their youngest, blonde-headed, 5-year-old, Dolly. That's right, they named her Dolly Madison. And despite her youth, she had already demonstrated a remarkable resourcefulness and the confident ability to take care of herself for hours at a time. That is, she could be trusted alone. And so she was alone in the house that morning and was eating peanut butter on crackers when suddenly she heard a noise. Somebody was trying to break into the kitchen window. Well, Dolly's tiny heart pounded. She hid as best she could beside the living room sofa. She did not make a sound. Whoever it was had succeeded in getting into the house. Dolly heard a man's footsteps on the kitchen floor. The intruder made his way through the house to the front door. And then he opened that door and let somebody else in. One can only imagine what passed through little Dolly's mind as she listened to the rough voices. One of them said, "Come here, Robert." Another one said, "Hey, look at this, Ronnie." Then at last the burglars came into the living room, to the very place where Dolly was hiding. The drapery was still shut. The room was almost dark. The men groped their way about, fumbling for a light switch. But before they found it, one of the men turned quickly and bumped right into little Dolly. Dolly screamed. The man, startled, jumped backward. "Now what do we do?" one intruder said to the other. "Now there's a witness." But Dolly could not run. She was too small to fight. Her one chance to save herself was by playing dumb, literally. And she played dumb. For if the robbers knew that Dolly could speak, they could assume that she might identify them. So clever little Dolly uttered not a word, made not a sound, tried as best she could to look as insignificant and helpless and as stupid as possible. And it worked. And the thieves went through the house, collected what loot they could carry, and fled. And when Mike and Toby came home, of course, young Dolly related the rest of the story. You see, she had learned the burglars' names. She'd heard them calling to each other by name, Robert and Ronnie. Naturally, Dolly had heard no last names, but it didn't really matter in this instance. Because there had been a rash of burglaries recently in Baytown, Texas, and a couple of suspects, but no solid evidence until now. Now there was solid evidence. Now there was a witness. For the suspects' first names were the same as those little Dolly Madison had remembered and recited, and thus identified by that one small 5-year-old witness, the bad guys were brought to justice. When the case came to trial, the judge requested that Dolly not be brought in to testify. By that time, confessions had been obtained and further testimony would not be necessary. And also, such courtroom proceedings might have proved traumatic for Dolly. You see, Dolly is a 5-year-old female, yellow-headed Amazon talking minor bird. And now you know the rest of the story.